Any additional opponents in the room? Please come forward, state your name.
Corey Heidelberger from Aberdeen, South Dakota, testifying for myself. I feel compelled to preface my remarks by saying, obviously, I will never have to make the choice to abort a pregnancy or not. And I don't say that flippantly. I say that as a deep moral conviction and a part of this discussion. This is never a decision I will have to make, nor is it a decision that 8 of the members of this committee, at least, will never have to make, and thus never should make. Gentlemen, we have no role in making this decision for those who do face the possibility that they will have to make this decision. As the caller, Miss Allen, stated, this is a matter for her to decide, not us. So I rise with some humility and concern about complicating the debate about issues that maybe matter to me more than the core issue of women's autonomy and equal status as free citizens in this country. Make no mistake, that is the core issue at stake here, and the other people who've testified here have spoken well to that issue. I would like to follow up on a matter that was brought up by our well-qualified, our medical student, Ms. Landine, who's going to go off to what sounds like a really good medical career. Matters of free speech here. And here's a matter that is part of my bailiwick. I am an amateur journalist, blogger, call it whatever, a loudmouth, call it what you will. But because of that, the First Amendment matters deeply to me. Already, South Dakota statute compels private actors to recite certain words dictated by the state. That is the subject of great consternation expressed in the findings in this bill. As a matter of fact, the way we read the findings, Planned Parenthood explaining the facts that politicians have required us to say XYZ. Planned Parenthood is stating a fact there. Politicians are requiring them to make a statement. That act of speaking truth is characterized by these findings as a crime, as noncompliance with statute. That concerns me, naturally, because the legislature could declare any sort of information to be of compelling interest to an informed citizenry. You could say that we all need to understand, well, any number of things. I won't try to do a lot of hypotheticals. But you could say that so citizens can be and make informed decisions at the ballot box, every reporter, every newspaper, every blog, everybody participating in public discourse must say XYZ. Now, I guarantee you, legislators, if you ever pass a bill that says bloggers have to say XYZ, my first post will be, politicians require me to say this. And I'll say it, and then I will very likely say, the politicians are wrong about this because, and then I'll state my reasons and we'll have our debate. Current statute requires Planned Parenthood to make statements at the behest of politicians who've put it into law. Planned Parenthood makes that statement and then engages in a reasoned and civil disputation of that statement, of statements that are at least scientifically dubious, about which there is debate. The findings written into this Senate Bill 110 would characterize that honest statement of fact and engagement of honest debate about an issue about which there is debate as a crime. That should alarm all of us who are interested in free speech, not to mention interested in the free, equal autonomy of all women in our society. For those reasons and many more, I ask you to vote down Senate Bill 110. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony.